local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another cool start. We're in the 50s on this Wednesday morning. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. First, Kane with our traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've had a great ride from Fairhope and Daphne along 98 across the Bayway again. We've had some pretty gusty winds, so hang on to the wheel into Mobile. But so far from the 1065 split for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, it's clear. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks and bleach. The hospital's asking you to check your home and donate them to their staff. For more information, contact the hospital at 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. He's got the rain coming in our forecast, but it looks like it's this weekend. On the text line, I was talking to Dale on the text line about that. Believe me, we're supposed to get that rain was supposed to come in last night, but it ended up staying east. They're getting soaked pretty well over in the Florida Panhandle. Just didn't get it here. Dr. Bill said it just kind of shifted east. He feels better about that sun. And, you know, I know it stinks talking about rain on the weekend, although for a lot of folks that have to, you know, stay home. My wife said on Twitter the other day, somebody said, oh, something Monday. She said,
what is Monday?
What is Monday? I guess it's because right now our kids are on spring break this week, so
wow,
they don't even have the distraction of the online learning that they're doing the other weeks. But the rainfall is important. Looking at your gardens, all those kind of things. Right now, it's been very dry. Even though it was really weird because we had all the flooding stories from the rivers, you know, but that's all upstate. They got dumped on big time, mm-hmm. Central and northern Alabama, and obviously that water comes on down here through the Mobile Tensaw Delta, and we had the flooding down here a month and a half ago, but we've been really dry, and we continue that pattern. And Dr. Bill will talk about maybe a chance on Sunday and talk about what kind of deficits we have. I don't know if we're officially using the drought word yet, but we are definitely in a rainfall deficit. We'll talk to him about that coming up in just a little bit at 7:35. Also, Jeff Poor joins us at 8:05 this morning, and we're glad to have you along. As we do at the start of each hour during Mobile Mornings, we'll look at the coronavirus cases nationally and here at home. So let's walk through the numbers.
Yeah, let's start nationally, where now there are 614,000 cases of COVID-19 confirmed in the United States and over 26,000 deaths. Now, something that I'm sure we'll talk about in more detail later today. New York City yesterday alone raised their death number from COVID-19 by 3,778, and that's because city officials added these new numbers, counting people who were presumed to have died of the disease but who had not yet tested positive for the virus. So that does add a major change in the numbers. But the good news is, yesterday, as far as total daily new cases, it was up a little bit from Monday, but still lower than any of the week before. I think the last 10 days it's lower than it had been. And then the number of new daily deaths in the United States due to COVID-19, that did take a bit of a jump yesterday, all the way up to 2,407. With that number, I'm not sure how many of those that they counted in New York City went to that number, but that did take a big jump, and that's the highest that we've had since COVID-19 began. But looking here in the state, we now have 3,953 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alabama. 73 have been confirmed to have died from COVID-19. 33,050 total tests have been taken in by the Alabama Department of Public Health, 493 hospitalizations since March 13th. Looking at our local counties, 509 cases now in Mobile County. That's second most in the state behind Jefferson County, and 12 deaths, which is first in the state. 87 cases in Baldwin County, 12 cases in Washington County with one death, 21 cases in Clark County, 7 in Monroe, 10 in Escambia, 12 in Choctaw, 5 in Kanaka, and 31 in Wilcox. And as we look at the charts, yesterday the total number of new cases reported was lower than any of the last, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think it's a low for the last 10 days.
Great
number
news.
Of new cases. That is great news. The number of new deaths yesterday was 11. That's higher than it was on Monday. There were none accounted for on Easter Sunday, but it is lower than the number of deaths that were reported on Saturday.
All right. Part of this, too, is as these numbers continue to rise, it may just be a representation of what was already going on. And this is stuff that we're going to have to forensically vet out down the road. But as more and more tests come online, you know, we have the story about the number of new tests being, we'll talk about that for the city of Mobile and where they came from. But as numbers increase for new cases, I do believe it has spread, and obviously more people getting it. But also, as more tests come online, it's going to show more cases that, you know, maybe last week they'd say, oh, there's only so many cases. Well, maybe there were a lot more cases, mm-hmm. but now we have more testing kits put into action and you get more, more positive results.
Yeah, and that is a number that we do want to see rise, is the total number of tests performed. And we'd like to get to the point where anybody could get tested. Obviously, that would be perfect. But the more tests they have available, the more people that can be tested, even if you're not experiencing severe symptoms. So that number for the state is now 33,050. I believe there have been more than that tested in Alabama, at least initially.
Mm-hmm.
Hospitals were not sending in the tests that came back negative. So for a while there, a bunch of hospitals around the state were only reporting the positive tests to the Alabama Department of Public Health. And I know we've been listening to Mayor Stimson. Obviously, he's been on top of this for the last few weeks, and he's been talking a lot about the tests that he's been able to acquire for Mobile. And I know yesterday on Twitter, Mayor Stimson said that the city has obtained 6,000 more coronavirus test kits. So the more tests, the better. The lower number of new cases, and obviously the lower number of new deaths is what we want to see.
Yeah, it was something too. You know where we got the mask as well. You know the story yesterday about the additional N95 mask,
mm-hmm.
from the son of Benjamin Netanyahu.
Really?
Yeah. So his Yahir Netanyahu is son of Benjamin. You know, there's this relationship between Mayor Stimson and Benjamin Netanyahu, or it's between the city of Mobile and the country of Israel. I don't know, but there's this. And so Yahir Netanyahu sent 1,000 of the N95 masks to Mobile.
That's great.
So those are going to the front lines as well. More testing, more masks. These are good things. And of course, this all plays into the next question. When do things open back up? It's what Governor Ivey talked about in the presser yesterday. She, along with Dr. Scott Harris, said April 28th for a reassessment,
mm-hmm.
on opening things back up. And it was interesting to hear the governor talk about it the same way from a federal level. And President Trump has kind of stepped back from the ultimate authority and talking about, I think it's a good thing, letting governors continue to make the decisions they know best. But as the federal plan says, okay, we got to let states make this decision because they know best their situations by state, so did the governor yesterday, Governor Ivey, in so many words, say, hey, that parts of the state might reopen in early May and parts might not. She said she's going to leave that up to the task force. It looks at the individual areas of the state and say, like, over here in the south, let's say the Wiregrass or the southeast region of the state, maybe they don't have as many cases and the situation's different, so they open up. But maybe the southwest part doesn't, the north, you know, those kind of things, doing it area by area.
I think that nuance is so important because we've been talking about how, you know, Iowa should not be treated the same as New York City.
Right.
The Dakotas shouldn't be treated the same as California. And when you get down onto a state level, I think that's great that Governor Ivey has been saying, and she's been shouting out my hometown a lot lately. She's saying,
yes,
Grove Hill is not like, I forget what other city because it's not important.
Gadsden.
But Gadsden.
She did everything she did, like... was she like Dothan's not the same as Demopolis or something? She stayed with, she did like Groveville, Gadsden, Demopolis, Dothan.
I
saw what she was doing there.
But one thing I'm wondering, as governors, as states start to make their own decisions on when to start reopening businesses, you know, states are very competitive with each other. And a lot of people that might be home on quarantine, New York City has apparently and hopefully reached its peak by now. Mm-hmm. I think that the information is starting to bear that out. While they're still saying that Alabama, we won't hit our peak until maybe this weekend. So we're going to see that across the United States, that different states will be getting their number of cases, getting new cases later than some other states. I'm just wondering if some states that have made it through their peak and are starting to see the other side, if they start to reopen, if other states that are actually in the midst of the peak, if they want to reopen maybe a little too soon. Now, I think
it'll be maybe legitimately because of, like you said, the competition in business. But the other part is, if two states are right next to each other, or close to each other, one opens up, there'll be a hue and cry from some citizens to open up that state. And I would argue, look at the example, obviously we don't share a border, but we're close, Alabama and Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
As bad as we have situation here, Louisiana has it so much worse.
Yep.
So I would see Alabama coming online before Louisiana.
I could too. And good news from Louisiana yesterday, they did have 502 new cases, which is a lot compared to our state, but compared to where they were just last week, 502 new cases is a much better number to see.
They were adding over 1,000 a day new cases in Louisiana last week. Hey, by the way, too, when do you reopen? Well, that's our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Here's what you've been telling us. We asked the question, when do you think things will start getting back to normal? And I understand normal, there's a lot of subjective there to it, and probably meant it because it's different for different folks. But the majority of y'all have voted for May. 37% of the responses said May, 33% said June, 9% said July, 12% said August. Nobody says the fall, winter of 2020, and 9% say 2021.
Mm.
So there you go.
And there was that report that came out yesterday. I think it was Harvard, one of their schools there in Harvard, I think School of Medicine or something like that. They were putting out that they don't think we'll be able to stop social distancing until maybe 2022. And then I saw every station, it seemed, run with that story. It's just, it's funny to me, and we've talked about this way before even the coronavirus thing, that so many stations pick up, and they're trying to provide local news. I get that in national news. But this is one story from one school that is, part of the Harvard campus, and that went around like wildfire. Everyone's saying, oh, no, we might not be able to get back to normal until 2022.
Now, there's a chance. There's also a chance we're back to work by next month. There's a chance that it's August. There's a chance that it's October. This idea that anybody knows for sure across the fruited plain when it's going to be, I don't think that's fair. But governors around the United States have been sketching out plans to reopen economies. It's state by state, like we talked about. Allison Kosick from Westwood One has more on that.
Every industry you can think of, from restaurants to hotels, agriculture, construction, defense, energy, real estate, retail, and the list goes on and on. It also includes big names like CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, and Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon. Interesting about Bezos because Trump is often known to criticize Bezos, and the fact that he's including him in this list shows just how much input the White House needs on how to reopen the economy.
I'm going to talk more about that coming up and then ask you the question, did you hear, as their reporters for Westwood One are reporting from home, was that the sound of somebody cracking some pool balls there? Was that it sounded like billiards going on in the background to me. Hello. Coming right back. News is next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting 150 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, with more than 3,900 confirmed cases statewide. More than 500 people have tested positive in Mobile County. There are 87 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 21 cases, while Washington County has 12. Researchers at the University of Washington predict the virus will peak in Alabama on Sunday. An additional 6,000 testing kits are coming to Mobile. Mayor Sandy Stimson made the announcement
announcement on Twitter around 9:30 last night. The city also received 1,000 N95 masks. So far, the city has tested more than 900 first responders and will deliver test kits to hospitals this week. First responders are helping wave bus drivers after finding a stash of unused N95 masks. Mobile Fire Chief Mark Seeley says he found more than 200 masks that had not been used because of defective straps. Seeley and his family then decided to replace the rotted straps with rubber bands and give them to the drivers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
721 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As the nation tries to learn more about the COVID-19 virus and sports leagues do their best to return to the field, Major League Baseball may be able to accomplish both with one huge study. Employees of MLB teams are participating in a study that will test up to 10,000 people for coronavirus antibodies. The data should offer researchers a better sense of how widespread the disease is in cities across the United States and could help baseball return to the field. The study is being run by Stanford University, USC, and the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Laboratory. The test kits draw blood via pinprick and offer results within 10 minutes. It will detect the prevalence of IgM, which is an antibody produced relatively early in those who have been infected with COVID-19, and also IgG, which is a second form that doctors said lasts long after the infection happens. According to ESPN, 27 of 30 teams expect to participate, while Stanford and USC are also running antibody testing programs in two California counties to gather more data. Hank Steinbrenner, the co-owner of the New York Yankees and the oldest son of the late George Steinbrenner, passed away yesterday at the age of 63. The Yankees released a statement yesterday afternoon saying that Steinbrenner passed away at his home in Clearwater, Florida, from a long-standing health issue. Steinbrenner took over stewardship of the franchise alongside his brother Hal following their father's passing in 2010. In recent years, Hank had stepped into more of a background role with the team, allowing his brother to become the public face of the franchise. After more than a month without live sports, some organizations, like the PGA Tour, are starting to make plans to get back into action. According to a report from Golf Digest, PGA Tour officials are expected to announce this week that they intend to resume the tour season on June the 11th at the Charles Schwab Challenge. It's expected that fans will not be allowed to attend that first tournament at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. The tour is hopeful to return for that tournament in June while following health and safety guidelines set by government and health officials. Meanwhile, the UFC is reportedly eyeing a return as early as May 9th with an event at a location to be determined. UFC President Dana White was hoping to hold UFC 249 this weekend on tribal land in California, but was forced to postpone that event along with other upcoming fights. The state of Florida is a potential location for the UFC to hold the May 9th card. In a press release issued Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis revealed that some sporting events, including the WWE, will be deemed essential businesses. And the most famous cycling race in the world has now been postponed. After weeks of hoping that the Tour de France would be able to go ahead as planned, organizers now say the three-week-long race will be postponed from June 27th until late August. 7:24, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Essential business.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of this we talked a little bit about last hour, but I want to express once again. So if you are a UFC fighter, go ahead and watch this, where you can choke, right?
Right.
Choke
yep.
people, punch them, kick them. Multiple gougings you can do.
Yeah, there's a kick from one of these guys is like taking a baseball bat.
Yeah, I mean, they roundhouse kick you. I mean, your brain just got shaken back and forth even worse than getting hit on a football field.
Right.
Is their biggest fear going into the ring COVID-19?
No.
Okay, I know. They're going to probably say it's about the other people around them and all that. But just for the fighters, honest to goodness, if you go into the octagon there to essentially come as close as you can without killing somebody to killing them, is you're worried, like, you're going to get a virus? If I had to choose to maybe get the virus and run my odds with that or go into the ring with Brock Weaver or something like that, I'm probably going to get the virus, y'all.
Amen.
All right. Dr. Bill's on the way, and news is coming up. Let's check tax tips on this tax day, April 15th, even though everybody, you know, I think 43% of Americans are taking the delay at filing later on this year. But tax tips now brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. There's a big change in store for home buyers looking to take out large mortgages. The 2017 tax law capped the mortgage interest that can be deducted off tax returns on loans up to $750,000. The cap used to be $1 million. For those using home equity loans to make home improvements, like build a new bathroom, the deduction is still allowed. But if the loan is used for something unrelated, like consolidating credit card debt, the tax break is eliminated. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Just like other staples, non-hyped, accurate, local COVID-19 news is hard to find these days. No worries, though. FM Talk 106.5 has shelves full of the information you need. Getting through this together.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. If you're traveling southbound 65 from Saraland all the way to Pritchard, it's been a good ride. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are still clear. It's been a quiet ride along I-10, Rangeline Road from Theodore Dawes Road, and also across the Bayway and the Causeway. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Fernita Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. Offer all things hemp and now also offering curbside service. If you're suffering from a little extra anxiety or depression, they can help. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 728. Dr. Bill's on the way next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting 150 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, with more than 3,900 confirmed cases statewide. More than 500 people have tested positive in Mobile County. There are 87 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 21 cases, while Washington County has 12. Researchers at the University of Washington predict the virus will peak in Alabama on Sunday. An additional 6,000 testing kits are coming to Mobile. Mayor Sandy Stimson made the announcement
announcement on Twitter around 9:30 last night. The city also received 1,000 N95 masks. So far, the city has tested more than 900 first responders and will deliver test kits to hospitals this week. First responders are helping wave bus drivers after finding a stash of unused N95 masks. Mobile Fire Chief Mark Seeley says he found more than 200 masks that had not been used because of defective straps. Seeley and his family then decided to replace the rotted straps with rubber bands and give them to the drivers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Crime never takes a break. As you well know, with all the threats in our world today, it'd be a great idea to check out the safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and D'Iberville. No matter what you need to protect from theft or fire, they've got the right Liberty Safe at just the right price. And starting today, for a limited time, any safe over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call ahead for store hours or go to mwliberty.com to place your order. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Over 26,000 killed by COVID-19 in the U.S. Nations around the world are reacting with alarm after President Trump announced a halt to the sizable funding the United States sends to the World Health Organization.
This is an evaluation period, but in the meantime, we're putting a hold on all funds going to World Health. We will be able to take that money and channel it to the areas that most need it. And that's another way of doing it, but we have not been treated properly.
The European Union says Trump has no reason to freeze WHO funding at this critical stage and called for unity measures. In London, a spokesman for Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the government is expected to make an announcement on its review of social distancing measures, repeating that advisors do not believe Britain has passed the peak of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. More progress on the COVID-19 vaccine front. Johnson & Johnson says it plans to begin imminent production of its trial vaccine on an at-risk basis. Manufacturing at-risk allows a pharmaceutical company to produce a product before its ultimate design is finalized and released to the public. The company plans to produce the vaccine in the Netherlands. J&J says its goal is to enable the supply of more than 1 billion doses with a rollout early in 2021. McDonald's has rejected a request from its U.S. franchisees to delay collecting some March rent and royalty payments, prompting claims that the world's largest fast food company is not providing enough support during the coronavirus crisis. Franchisees that led negotiations with the company asked McDonald's for a blanket 14-day reprieve in their March rent, but Reuters says on April 3rd that request was denied. Crude oil trading at $19.66 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another cool start here. We were in the 50s this morning at the studio. It feels nice.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be even cooler tonight with readings down in the 40s, around 47, 48 degrees. But we've got a nice day today, mostly sunny skies and only around 70 degrees. The wind right now is kind of gusty out of the north, and we'll be gusting up around 20 miles an hour. Tonight, as I mentioned, we'll get down into the 40s, 47, 48 degrees. And then tomorrow, another beautiful day with sunny skies and up around 75, which is pretty close to normal. After that, some clouds come in on Friday. It'll become mostly cloudy, and we could see a few showers develop in the afternoon. High on Friday in the upper 70s. And then over the weekend, we do have some rain in the forecast, some scattered showers around on Saturday, warming into the low 80s. That means we're going to have some sunshine, allow us to get into the 80s. But then on Sunday, a cold front will be approaching. That front will get in on Sunday night. And we've got a good chance for showers on Sunday with a high in the low 80s. That front comes through Sunday night. We clear off on Monday. And lower humidity, still up in the low 80s, but the humidity will drop and it should be rather pleasant. Right now, it looks like the showers that we have Sunday and Sunday night will basically be showers. You don't expect any severe weather at this time.
All right. I want to talk about the rainfall or the lack thereof. And somebody was texting earlier about the rain we were supposed to get last night. That's what moved on to the east, right? They got, I mean, I watched it over there. They got a bunch in the Florida Panhandle.
Yeah, they're getting rain across southeast Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. It's basically a stationary front. It's across northern Florida, northern portion of the peninsula. And we had looked for that to kind of drift a little bit to the west to give us some rain, but now that front is going to stay well to the east of us. So if you're headed over that way today, you will run into rain once you get over Panama City or so and into Tallahassee.
Okay, and so with the hope of this rain on Sunday, this is a big deal because I don't know if we use the term drought at this point. I don't know if we've made that, but we're in a very dry pattern here in southwest Alabama.
Yeah, I had a dry March in which we didn't even get 1 inch of rain, fell just short of that. And now we're halfway through the month of April and we only have 0.48, less than a half an inch. And so we need the rain badly. Of course, upstate has been a different story, but down here along the coast, so far, an unusually dry spring. March, we only had less than an inch of rain in March, but March should have over 6 inches of rain. So right now for the year, we're about 8 inches below normal.
And we're going to that time of year that quite often, what, May into June, right? We go through a kind of a normal pattern here of a dry period.
We'll usually get that dry period sometimes late May, other times in early June. And that dry period comes with much warmer temperatures and they get a lot of evaporation. So a drought can be rather severe when you get into the late spring and approach summer.
All right, Dr. Bill, also remind folks, if they didn't pick up a copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac and they say, man, I got time to read that now, but I'm not going out, they can get it online.
That's right. It's mobileweatheralmanac.com. That's mobileweatheralmanac.com. You can get right in and see the almanac, go through all the pages.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Check it in, 7:38 on the way. Check sports with Dalton. Also, headlines from WKRG coming your way. We'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. And our buddy Jeff Poor joins us a little after 8 o'clock. Talk about response to the coronavirus from the federal level. But, you know, when we talk to Jeff, we always like to dig into what's going on or not going on in Montgomery. And we'll do that coming up in just about half an hour. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. If you're traveling southbound 65 from Saraland all the way to Pritchard, it's been a good ride. Mobile Police Department, County and state troopers are still clear. Been a quiet ride along I-10, Rangeline Road from Theodore Dawes Road and also across the Bayway and the Causeway. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Fernita Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. Offer all things hemp and now also offering curbside service. If you're suffering from a little extra anxiety or depression, they can help. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Dale Spiegens, CEO and co-founder of Shipshape Urban Farms, a 3.5-acre farm growing inside one shipping container. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Whether you are looking for additional investment properties, new tenants, or a home to rent, the Roberts Brothers Property Management Team can help.
Our team has over 7 decades of real estate experience in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. We are ready to help you in any way we can. Visit rentwithrobertsbrothers.com for more information.
Dale Spiegens wants to change the time and distance it takes for, say, a head of lettuce to get from where it's grown to where you and I consume it here in Mobile. He's taken on growing food, mostly leafy vegetables, inside portable shipping containers using LED lights, climate control systems, and a type of hydroponics. The company's called Shipshape Urban Farms, and the concept was born out of the idea of putting gardens into blighted neighborhoods. Dale shares his startup story, insights into his market, and even what you and I would pay for one. It's awesome. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
7:41 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about the inventory on the lot. But you just told me a second ago, y'all got more coming.
Absolutely. We'll have some more coming in today. We'll be able to get them serviced, checked out thoroughly today and detailed tomorrow and be on the internet by Friday at the latest.
You know, I know a lot of people have a little extra time in the schedule right now, probably if they've been thinking like, oh, I need another vehicle, but they haven't had time to look at the website or see them in person. They got time right now.
Yes, they do, and we're seeing a lot of traffic. And like I say, we got a big inventory, and not only is it a big inventory, but it's a very diverse inventory. We got all kind of price points from $3,000 to $40,000, so we got something for just about everybody.
And you also got financing for folks from a bunch of different sources.
Absolutely. That's been the big key so far. Like I said, we can do it all right here online. We've got several lenders that just let us do DocuSign here, so it's over and done with in just a matter of minutes.
I love that. All right, give people directions to come see you online and in person.
Online at lcmmotorcars.com. Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Like us on Facebook and just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. On the way, some more of the good news stories surrounding the fight against coronavirus. We'll get into that coming up. And what about the city of Mobile? More N95 masks being donated from a source a half a world away. We'll talk about that and more testing kits. That's coming up. And Sports with Dalton is on the way next.
Allegri Farm Market appreciates the continued support of their loyal customers and is working tirelessly to provide the same quality produce and personal service as they have through the years, keeping the shelves filled with fresh local fruits, vegetables, and groceries while providing a clean and safe shopping environment is their commitment to you. Allegri Farm Market, serving the Baldwin and Mobile communities today as they will tomorrow. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Sundays 9 to 5, in Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64, Allegri Farm Market. Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, ALMHA.org, to find a retailer near you. That's ALAMHA.org. This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting 150 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, with more than 3,900 confirmed cases statewide. More than 500 people have tested positive in Mobile County. There are 87 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 21 cases, while Washington County has 12. Researchers at the University of Washington predict the virus will peak in Alabama on Sunday. An additional 6,000 testing kits are coming to Mobile. Mayor Sandy Stimson made the announcement on Twitter around 9:30 last night. The city also received 1,000 N95 masks. So far, the city has tested more than 900 first responders and will deliver test kits to hospitals this week. First responders are helping wave bus drivers after finding a stash of unused N95 masks. Mobile Fire Chief Mark Seeley says he found more than 200 masks that had not been used because of defective straps. Seeley and his family then decided to replace the rotted straps with rubber bands and give them to the drivers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. My name's Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As the nation tries to learn more about the COVID-19 virus and sports leagues do their best to return to the field, Major League Baseball may be able to accomplish both with one huge study. Employees of MLB teams are participating in a study that will test up to 10,000 people for coronavirus antibodies. The data should offer researchers a better sense of how widespread the disease is in cities across the United States and could help baseball return to the field. Studies being run by Stanford University, USC, and the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Laboratory. The test kit draws blood via pinprick and offers results within 10 minutes. It will detect the prevalence of IgM, which is an antibody produced relatively early in those who have been infected with COVID-19, and IgG, which is a second form that doctors said lasts long after the infection happens. According to ESPN, 27 of 30 teams expect to participate, while Stanford and USC are also running antibody testing programs in two California counties to gather more data. Hank Steinbrenner, the co-owner of the New York Yankees and the oldest son of the late George Steinbrenner, passed away yesterday at the age of 63. The Yankees released a statement yesterday afternoon saying that Steinbrenner passed away at his home in Clearwater, Florida, from a long-standing health issue. Steinbrenner took over stewardship of the franchise alongside his brother Hal following their father's passing in 2010. In recent years, Hank had stepped into more of a background role with the team, allowing his brother to become the public face of the franchise. After more than a month without live sports, some organizations like the PGA Tour are starting to make plans to get back into action. According to a report from Golf Digest, PGA Tour officials are expected to announce this week their intention to resume the tour season on June the 11th at the Charles Schwab Challenge. It's expected that fans will not be allowed to attend that first tournament at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. Tour officials reportedly discussed plans with the Players Advisory Council during a conference call yesterday. The tour is hopeful to return for that tournament in June while following health and safety guidelines that are set by government and health officials. Meanwhile, the UFC is reportedly eyeing a return as early as May the 9th, with an event at a location to be determined. UFC President Dana White was hoping to hold UFC 249 this weekend on tribal land in California, but he was forced to postpone that event along with other upcoming fights. Upon announcing the cancellation and the postponements, White promised that the UFC would be the first sporting organization to return to normalcy. The state of Florida is a potential location for the UFC to hold the May 9th card. In a press release issued Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis revealed some sporting events, including the WWE, will be deemed essential businesses. Yes, the WWE.
Okay.
And the most famous cycling race in the world has now been postponed. After weeks of hoping the Tour de France would be able to go ahead as planned, organizers now say the three-week-long race will be postponed from June the 27th to late August. That news came after French President Emmanuel Macron announced in a speech to the nation that all public events with large crowds have been canceled until at least mid-July. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, by the way, on the way, because we had several texts about this and phone calls, we'll revisit your discussion of the website where, because there's a lot of people saying, hey, we're seeing that 1,200 or, you know, more deposited into their account from the CARES Act. But what if you haven't gotten the deposit? What if you don't know if the feds have your account number? There's a way to find that out. Dalton will talk about that coming up next. During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As a sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile charged with bringing in sporting events, we understand the serious nature of dealing with the COVID-19 coronavirus as it relates to sporting events in our area. As we all navigate through this unprecedented situation, many of our events coming up in the next 30 to 60 days are being postponed, canceled, or TBD. So to keep up with the latest, please visit our website, mobilesportsauthority.com, or our Facebook for updates. With your safety, we still say go all out. We do.
From the Hooters Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department declares state troopers at Ed George and Blackwell Nursery Road and also Gulf Boulevard and Highway 90 in Irvington both abandoned vehicles on the scene of both locations, but no new wrecks in the roadways. And we're looking good eastbound, westbound I-10 across the Bayway from downtown Mobile across to the Eastern Shore. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner, they're offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. At Tillman's Corner, call 661-9117. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you. Kane, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. And coming up next hour, Jeff Ford joins us. Our phone number, text line, 343-0106. Good news stories for Mobile. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson saying last night on Twitter that the city has gotten 6,000 test kits, improving the supply there in a big way. That is good news. Also, good news. This is, and David pointed out that we have a sister city in Israel. Is it Tel Aviv? I don't know what, but I know there's been this relationship between the city of Mobile and the Netanyahu family. Mm-hmm. And it was yesterday, I guess, the announcement made a donation of these N95 masks from Yahir Netanyahu, the son of Benjamin Netanyahu. Those coming in, that's going to go straight to the front line. Healthcare workers. So a donation from Israel to 1,000 of them?
Yeah, 1,000. I love it.
So that's good news as well. Also, we've gotten a lot of questions this morning, something Dalton's navigating on his own. That's the best way to have some knowledge of something. Mm-hmm. You need to do it. And you have a situation where you weren't sure whether the feds had the right bank account, right?
That's right. So for my personal situation, I've been checking on this personally and for everybody else that's interested in this. But I had one bank account for years and years and years, and then just recently created a joint bank account with my wife. So mm-hmm. on our last tax returns, the money was being deposited into my old bank account, and I was worried that that might be an issue. So I've been waiting for the federal website, irs.gov, to update and include this where's my payment, or what was it, get my payment.
Get tab. My payment.
So this morning it went live, or it might have went live last night, but regardless, today it is live. And if you are interested, if you haven't received that money yet, go to irs.gov. That's irs.gov. And you scroll down towards the bottom of the page, you'll see economic impact payments. It says do not call, check back for updates, and I have been checking back for updates. So you click on that economic impact payments tab, and it'll take you to this other page that gives you a couple different options. For non-filers, you can enter your payment info there. You would click on non-filers, enter payment info here. Or if you have filed taxes and you're wondering about your status, click get my payment. That's what I did. Also, there's an option there. If you've moved since you last filed and you're expecting a check and not a direct deposit, you can update your mailing address. So I clicked on Get My Payment, and that took me to another page that said, this application will give you information about your payment status, your payment type, and whether they need more information from you, including bank account information. Then another button that says Get My Payment. Click on that tab. It'll take you to a thing that says the U.S. government system is for authorized use only, and gives you some disclaimers saying that basically there's a law there and you need to follow the law when you input this information. You click OK and it will take you to another page, and apparently a ton of people have jumped on since an hour ago when I did this because it's taken a while to get through. But basically once you click on that, it'll ask you for your social security number, your date of birth, your current mailing address, and then from there, and also your zip code. And then you click continue, and if all of those line up with what the information they have on you, it'll tell you when your direct deposit is scheduled to go into your account, and also the last four digits of what bank account they are sending that to. Now, if it's incorrect, or if it was supposed to be in and it's not in yet, they provide you with more instructions on how to ensure that you do get those stimulus checks that are supposed to be going to you. So that is live this morning, and I was able to get through and get to that part where you click give your social and your date of birth and click continue and find out your payment status. So if you're interested, you can do that this morning.
Yeah, and I'm cutting and pasting the links into some of the text we're getting this morning. But yeah, irs.gov, what Dalton said, go irs.gov. If you want to put in an address that gets you beyond a couple steps here, irs.gov/coronavirus/get. And for some of my kinfolk, y'all, that's G-E-T, not G-I-T. G-E-T, get-my-payment.
Mm-hmm.
So irs.gov/coronavirus/get-my-payment.
That's all the right? easiest way.
So you get there, and then you still have some clicking to do beyond there, but that gets you a lot closer to the bullseye.
Yeah, and I'm glad that finally went live. We've been waiting about a week for that to show up, and it's there now. So if you're interested, if you need to know where your payment is, you can find out this morning.
All right, good deal. We'll talk with Jeff Poore coming up next hour. Love to hear from y'all as well at 343-0106. Remember, all this kind of information available one place under the tab COVID-19 Local News on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Check for our podcast there. And while you're there, check out three big things, top news stories of the day, and take part in our online opinion poll question. And we'll be right back.